You heard the Philly reach out to LeBron, right?
Not only that, breaking news from Shams, they have just signed Anfernee Simons, the Sixers, to a two-year, $12.3 million deal with a player option. So, can you imagine if they do get Bron?
I mean, they've reached out to him, and apparently it's being reported by Shams and everything, is that this is a potential spot for LeBron James.
The general manager has been there for 2 weeks, been there for a couple of calls. They just fired Daryl Morey.
This move could get him GM of the year. Have you seen all of the reviews of this trade? It's like 76ers, A+, and they had to invent a letter for what the Celtics got. It was so bad.
No more the process. Trust the process in Philly, huh?
You know what? Okay. So
Tom Haberstroh gave it an F.
Real quick.
So did Ted.
That's right. Well, he's going to be on with us at 4. I think that article is fascinating about why Jaylen Brown really isn't any good, which, I have eyes, and I watched the playoffs 2 years ago, so I would have to disagree. But real quick before you get the calls, let's go ahead and get to Darren real quick. Darren on line one. Darren, what's up, my man? How you doing?
Coming and asking, oh, good. Thank you for taking my call. This is, I haven't got through it yet, and I'm trying to comprehend it. I don't think Brad Stevens is this stupid. I just don't think he's this stupid. I think the ownership is forcing his hand because they have to borrow so much money against this purchase of this team that they got to get their payroll down. And when George is done with.
That's all right.
Just watch the swear.
I'm sorry. And then it's just. It's sad because they just wasted two generational players, homegrown talent. Now Jason doesn't have a team around him. And then he'll be gone before we even see a draft pick if it ever works out. What a pathetic way to end an organization. Red Outback must be churning in his grave.
Darren, it's bad. It is bad. And you know what's wild, too, about it, too, is that meanwhile, you know, you talked about adding a team around him. New Celtic Mitchell Robinson. Apparently doesn't want to be here. Nice.
What? Really?
Yeah. So on Instagram, OG Anunoby posted a crying emoji under a report that Mitchell was traded, and Mitchell responded, quote, "I tried, brother. I didn't want this to happen. Hopefully the truth comes out at some point."
Wow. Well, he signed the deal. I mean, he wasn't traded. He had to agree to come here.
But I think that he was probably informed, we ain't going to pay for it.
Correct,
you.
Correct.
And he ended up putting in there, and this is real, "I tried, brother. I didn't want this to happen. Hopefully the truth comes out at some point."
Well, that doesn't mean it doesn't want to be here. I think that means the Knicks lowballed him.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, if he
wild.
Had his druthers, he would be back in New York, but they offered him nothing. That's fine.
No, he is a person who is going to be upset that he's not with his old team. He has to come here because obviously they didn't want him. But this leads me to an observation. So Mitchell Robinson gets traded, and his teammates are all posting about how sad they are that he is gone. So this all happened.
He's the longest tenured Nick on the team.
Oh, wow. Was he really?
Yeah, 8 years. Yeah.
Wow. Well, so all of his teammates are like, we're posting stuff on his Instagram and, hey, man, we're going to miss you. A lot of them put little tributes and things up there. So that leads me to an observation. Where's Jason Tatum with that right now? They're staying out of all the drama of the last 2 months with Jaylen Brown. And then there's your teammate of 10 years just got traded, and we're not hearing anything?
Not a meme? Nothing?
Not one Denzel Washington 3-second clip? Not one comment under a post?
And don't, an emoji, something.
And don't tell me that this is because it has to be official next week. No. All of Mitchell Robinson's guys, they're all over him. And that happened earlier in the day. Like, they're all like, hey, we miss you. This is going to be the worst. There hadn't been anything from Jason Tatum.
We did post him and Deuce hooping in Vegas.
And he's we know he's alive and kicking because he also congratulated, I think, Harper on his new contract, right? So
did he really?
Yeah, support, yeah. My boy.
When were these things posted?
Last night, within the past 24 hours, on his Instagram stories.
He's been posting since Jaylen Brown got traded, and nothing about Jaylen Brown.
I texted you guys last night. And
dude, I was getting
meant it. I really meant it for Ken. I take back every time that I push back on the there's no beef.
It's always worse than you think. Yep. It's always worse. Mm-hmm.
That is shocking to me. That is shocking to me, because at least you would put up the face, even if you didn't get along. Like, I mean, you went through a lot together. You won a championship together. Even if you didn't, there's still that, hey, man, you know, we're going to miss you. We love you.
I know, bro, but it's not that long ago that JB was sitting there saying it was his favorite year either.
I know.
Favorite season
that
ever.
That must have burned,
I mean,
man.
You know,
Stiz, do you have that Forsberg audio? Because for him to say this last night on Boston Sports Tonight, this is now, I'm assuming Forsberg is briefed on this. And for him to leak this out about Tatum and how he feels about the new guy coming in, Paul George, I hope this is just speculation, but here's what Forsberg had to say.
It would be atypical of what Tatum has done in the past and would be out of character for him to voice it. He's typically stayed out of those, or at least publicly, whether it's come out in support or come out against. He's just never been that type of guy. I do think his voice carries some weight. I would say, like, Paul George is one of his favorite players. He's repeatedly said that he, like, idolized him growing up. And so I think he's probably going to be pretty energized to play with him.
Oh, my God.
JT's got some power, doesn't he? He called the shots behind the scenes.
That's a blockbuster. He wanted Paul George. Mm-hmm. He might have asked them to trade for Paul George.
He wanted Joe Mazzulla. You know, JT's, this is his team,
wow.
baby.
Well, it definitely is now. There's no hiding. I mean, you better be good. I mean, there's no one to hide behind anymore.
He idolized them growing up. So he said, do you think they had like five offers on the table, all bad? And Tatum was like, I'll play with Paul George.
Do we think Paul George is one of the adults in the room, though?
No.
He's an adult, yeah.
He's an adult, but I don't
geriatric.
Think.
He might be old, but does he bring a level of professionalism that you think maybe was lacking prior?
Well, maybe. He got popped for PEDs for 25 years.
Okay, he's doing whatever he has to do to play.
No, he's a podcaster. He's like one of these guys that wants to be famous, whereas Mike Conley Jr. is an adult in the room. Like, that was a move that they made. I'm like, all right, this guy's going to calm everyone. Like, do you see Drew Holiday, like, being a guy who podcasts more than he plays?
No.
Not at all. Drew Holiday was an adult in the room. Al Horford, do you see him being Mr. I Want to Be Famous doing a podcast? No. He was a leader in the locker room. Paul George is not that guy. That's not why they brought him in there. They brought him in there because they couldn't get Jack on the open market. And I think the fact that they did this in their own division is infuriating. Let's go to Tim on line four. Mm-hmm. Tim, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Gentlemen. Horrible trade. Horrible. The thing is, you know what? We went backwards, man. Honestly. We had a good team. I was hoping for a guy, and I heard the first breaking news yesterday about the big, and I'm thinking, all right, a Dennis Rodman guy. Great athlete, good at the rim, and defender. But now we're going to be like the Red Sox for the next 3 years because of what happened. George is just degressed, man. It's horrible. We had a good team. It's gone.
Yeah, but Tim, JB had bad metrics. So I guess. The numbers are bad.
I guess so.
There's one way to quantify if this team did get better or worse, and they have slipped in the odds to win the championship. There's one Eastern Conference team that has jumped them, and that is the Knicks.
Well, the Knicks are so happy. They're thrilled.
Knicks now are the best odds out of the East. It's still the Spurs and Thunder, the top two to win the whole thing. But then the Celtics are behind the Knicks, but the Celtics are still in front of the Heat and the Sixers when it comes to odds to win the championship next year.
I want to play this Gary Washburn clip here because Gary Washburn is not taking this well, as are a lot of writers. I think more than anything, they're just confused as to and maybe they're – maybe they're pissed like me because, as I said, if your basketball reasons for getting rid of Jaylen Brown was the justification and you said, all right, you know, we think it's a better team without him, at least you got to get some value for him. That's where they blew it. Like, you got nothing for this guy. He was, what, sixth in the voting for MVP this year? And you get Paul effing George at 36 years old and a bunch of picks that don't mean anything? Like, that, to me, is the sin. You could say that they should have kept Jaylen Brown around, and I'd agree with you. I'd say, yeah, if they didn't get Giannis, keep him around. Sure. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was kind of excited. I was like, Mitchell Robinson?
Yeah,
add him
to the game. Looked like it was a win-now move.
Yeah, this was cool. All right, you know what? I don't think that they're a sure thing, but my God, mm-hmm. they're going to put up a good fight.
Yeah, I agreed.
And then they get rid of Jaylen Brown and bring in Paul George, and you're like, all right, well, this is as bad as it can be. Well, Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe had this to say yesterday about it all.
What a disaster stretch for Brad Stevens, ending in a disaster of trading him to a freaking rival. Like, you just, you know, if you're going to trade him for Tyrese Maxey, okay. You know, an edge comb, okay, right? Get some worth value back. But this is ridiculous. I mean, this is absurd. Like, I'm going to love to see Brad's word salad in defending this deal.
Wow. That's pretty aggressive for Gary, man.
Nice job.
But everyone's saying it's ridiculous. It's this. But why? I mean, you know, they've won a championship. Can you give me something more, I don't know, tangible than just this sucks? And
do you think Jaylen's a better player than Paul George?
Yes.
Okay. So but it got worse.
I am open to the idea, though, that this team, it's addition by subtraction. Okay, this team might be better without Jaylen Brown.
Do you know Paul George shoots a lot of threes? He averages 6 or 7 a game. Sometimes he'll shoot 12, 15. Mm-hmm. Is that a good idea?
That's why we're going to keep him on the bench a little bit.
Okay. He's not starting.
Conley in there.
He's making $56 million and not starting.
Well, you know, again, it's so that they can trade the contract next year and to get under the apron. And
okay, so they're punting. It's a slingshot.
A little bit, yes.
I mean, come on.
Slingshot
in
disguise.
With Tatum in his prime, you're going to take a gap year. This is
just one.
It's
just 1 year. One small year.
And you had Giannis. You had him, but you wouldn't offer him the third year.
That throws you off too. I know, Ken. Like, yeah. Okay, you went for Giannis, and instead of getting Giannis, this is your pivot?
That's correct. Like, I understand how you can say JB and JT are not working, and you want to change things. And that's why Giannis, I was all behind it. You and I was so excited. I thought it was a done deal. And then to find out they didn't get it, then it's like, well, wait a minute. Just take your time. Why rush into this? I don't understand why they were so hell-bent in the last 4 or 5 days to just get his ass out of here.
I just love that the Celtics benched the Giannis pursuit to protect Ugo Gonzalez and Baylor Shireman. And then we traded Jalen. So the plan is Shireman.
Well, now, Bill Simmons said Ugo was not the reason. We can play this.
All right. When we get back, I mean, there's all this behind-the-scenes stuff that keeps coming out, and we're learning more. And each time I learn something, it just makes me more convinced that this trade was awful. Like, it could have been prevented.
What about his plus minus?
Oh, God. The plus minus thing. I'm going to throw up. All right. 617-779-7937. We'll get to that next.